the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and today I've got three games to go over with you today. There's the Blackhawks versus Calgary, Blackhawks versus Coyotes, and the most recent game, Blackhawks versus Kings. But before I get into it, do us a favor, hit subscribe. We'd really, really appreciate it. It shouldn't hurt you, and it'll help you so you don't miss out on future podcasts. So, Blackhawks versus Calgary, a tough team, man. This is a team that is, they're just hard to play against. They've proved it all year. I believe they're like 47-20. They've got Matthew Tkachuk, who's having an absolute breakout year. Johnny Gaudreau's having an incredible year. So, but I'll get right into the game. This game definitely didn't start the way you wanted it to. Calgary got on the board in about the first 23 seconds of the game. Yeah, that's, I know it seems like the story continues. This Blackhawks season has just been dragging on. It's a lot of the same, but it turned into the Johnny Gaudreau show. Off of a drop pass from Tkachuk, he skated the perimeter and fired it in past Lankinen. He's having a career year, and it definitely continues. That was Tkachuk's 58th assist of the season, and it's really incredible seeing these guys put together what they've been doing this year. So the Blackhawks are down 2-0 early. Definitely not where you want to be, but it is what it is. They had some fight, scored a goal a little bit later. Tyler Johnson scored off a puck that was won in a board battle by Taves. Nice to see Johnny winning some of those corner battles and kind of getting back to his old self. We're going to need it. And if he wants to really be a big contributing member of this team, we need him to be doing these types of plays. Then the Flames took another two-goal lead with five left in the first. Regula got his first NHL goal in the second period. It was a nice long shot from 50 feet. I like what I see from this kid. I think that he's got a lot of promise. He's big. I like the way he plays the puck. He plays pretty decent defense for a guy who's trying to make his way in the league, and I like to see more from him. But it was 3-2 going into the third period, and the Hawks just couldn't get that third goal to tie it up. Calgary scored two empty net goals, and that's how it ended, 5-2 Calgary. Lankinen didn't look too bad in this game. He seems to be getting better and better as time goes on, but obviously he has a lot of work to do. I think that he just needs some time in net so that he can start getting this experience and, start getting that confidence so he can head into an off-season of training. Next, Blackhawks versus the Coyotes, the Yotes. Blackhawks play the Coyotes in a season that seemed to be dragging on, and once again, I keep on thinking this as I'm watching these games. In the first period, Jake McCabe kicked off the scoring off on a rebound in front of the net. Taser got the primary assist on that one. Next, Kubalev scored off a rebound right after Taser got a shot off. I wish we could have been seeing more of this during the season. Some of these dirty area goals, these rebound type of goals. It's a great place for players to go in and get some rebounds and get some goals. We really needed it. It seems like guys are all over the place, or I should say have been all over the place all season. And they haven't been able to bang in some of these rebounds. I like these dirty goals. It doesn't really matter at the end of the season. They don't all have to be highlight reel goals, but it's nice to see Kubalik get on the board as well. It becomes a tale of what are we going to do with this guy? Is he somebody that was going to get moved at the trade deadline? That didn't happen. Is he somebody that, hey, maybe the Hawks are going to spend a little bit more time on letting him develop? I don't know. I would like to see him have more of a chance, but I just don't see where he's going to fit in. His shot is what we want out of him. It's all over the place. Is that something that he can get in control of over in the offseason? Maybe just shooting pucks all offseason? I don't know. But I'd like to see, what happens. Maybe they give him another shot, and if it doesn't work out, maybe we could try and move him by the trade deadline next year, but we move on. The Coyotes scored the next goal, which is about halfway through the second period. And speaking of the Coyotes, Andrew Ladd's 1,000th NHL game was was versus the Hawks, and how ironic that is. You know, he won a cup with the Hawks. You know, we got him back in the trade for another run, but, you know, it didn't work out. And he moved off to the Islanders, and now he played his 1,000th game versus the Blackhawks, which is ironic and pretty awesome at the same time. Wish him all the best. With about 3:35 left in the second, Alex Vlasic scored to make it 3-1 and take back that two-goal lead for the Hawks, which was great. But next came the Coyotes. Nathan Smith brought the game back to make it 3-2, hence the problem we've seen again all year. The Hawks not being able to hold on to a lead. The Coyotes tied it 4 minutes later, and that's how we ended the third period. Hawks were up by two goals, probably one of the worst leads that you can have in hockey, two goals, and they ended up, the Oats ended up tying it, and we went into overtime. Luckily, we got Patrick Kane, who was able to find Alex DeBrincat for the overtime game-winning goal and his 40th goal of the season. Well, something that me and Matt really want is DeBrincat to hit 50 goals. I don't know if he can get 10 more quick goals like that, but it would be really nice to see this guy hit that 50-goal plateau, because he's got the talent, and I really, really like this kid. So, moving on to the Kings. Man, the Kings. Yeah, the Blackhawks really struggled in this one. They with the loss 4-1. It was a resounding loss, though. This wasn't like a close game at all. The Blackhawks, Philip Daniel, got the first goal of the game. Ever since he's been playing with the Kings, he's apparently a goal scorer now. I think he's got 21 or 22 goals on the season. You know, good for him. Because he didn't score at all when he played for Montreal. Anze Kopitar got the second goal of the game off of the deflection. He's still playing great. These guys are ready, really, really pushing for that last playoff spot. Patrick Kane got the only goal for the Blackhawks, assisted off of Alex DeBrincat and Dylan Strome. And then Andrew Sanathasio and Victor Arvidsson got the last two goals for the Blackhawks. Not really much to say about this one, but the Blackhawks couldn't get anything going against this team. You know, the Kings me and Matt talked earlier about the Kings being somewhat of a dark horse, but a team that can make the playoffs. They are fighting for a team right now, kind of a dark horse out there in the Pacific. And these guys have been they've had a couple good winning streaks going on this season, but they're a good team. And you know what? If these guys have proved anything in the past, all you got to do is make it into the playoffs, and anything can happen. And they've got two Stanley Cups to prove it. So moving on to some NHL news, the Flames beat the Stars. And with that, these guys are really cooking. Me and Matt have been, jumping on this bandwagon a bit. I'm looking to see them do some damage when they comes playoff time. Lightning beat the Maple Leafs 8-1 in a shellacking out there. Stamkos got his 954th point and sets a Lightning team record, which is pretty awesome for him. You know, he's been battling some injuries the past few years, and I'm looking to kind of, you know, get his career back on track. When they won their first Stanley Cup, you know, he was practically out except for one game, got a cup. And then he was able to battle with the team the very next year and win another cup, you know, back to back. A longtime Lightning captain, 954th point. He was on a tear for a long time, and then injuries kind of derailed him. To be honest with you, I think that if he didn't have any injuries and didn't have to worry about them, I think that he would be probably more in – he might be passing Ovi in goals, because he was just lighting it up for a long time. But, you know, he's looking to try to make it a three-peat with the Lightning here, and we'll see what they can do. The Panthers lock up the Atlantic title home in the East, which is pretty impressive. Another team that's just been steamrolling the entire season. A team that I would hate to have to play them in the first round of the playoffs, because they've just been incredible all year. Penguins beat the Bruins yesterday, 4-0, shut them out. Pretty interesting, man. These guys are looking to battle out east as well, each at 99 points apiece. Ovi made history with another 50-goal season, the only player 30 or older to do it, I believe, and he ties Mike Bossy and Alex Ovechkin, and Wayne Gretzky for most 50-goal seasons. So good for him. The Octopus Twirling Zamboni driver is going to sue over his firing. I don't know if you guys have heard about that one, but a popular Zamboni driver for the Red Wings said he was dismissed for urinating in a drain. Apparently, these things were kind of just it's just a normal thing down there in Detroit, just sitting there peeing in drains. So that's the deal in Detroit. He's suing over getting fired. I don't know what kind of a case he has, but we'll see how that goes. I'm going to keep it a short one on this last one. There really isn't much more news. We're looking for these last playoff spots to be locked up. We are waiting for the Blackhawks season to end because they are just limping along. And hopefully that these guys can finally get the rest that they need and get fired up for next season. And me and Matt can get ready for the playoffs because I think that it's going to be an interesting playoff season. There was an article that I read about the NHL expanding the playoffs. I don't think that they need to. I think that the fight for the playoffs is what really makes it interesting coming down to this stretch, this final stretch. And maybe if they wanted to have a wild card buy-in type of a thing, yeah, I guess there is some kind of a little tournament between the last teams trying to make it in type of a deal. But who knows, man? Trying to make things more interesting, trying to get more people to watch the game. I get it, but I want to know what other people think. Does the NHL need to expand the playoffs? Do they need to make the season, even longer than what it is? I don't think that they do. I think that these 82 games is enough. But that's all that I got for you guys today. Catch us on the next one. We're dropping that one on Tuesday. And take it easy. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.